In the beginning was the Word. Let there be light was spoken first, and light burst into the darkness, illuminating everything. And that Word called all things to life, culminating in the man and his wife, in God's likeness, free from strife, in a perfect paradise. But they decided to roll the dice by following the wicked advice of a serpent, rebelling against their thrice holy king. And this cosmic treason was met with the curse that left all things in death and sin and sorrow. But that original divine word, let there be light, was the first hint that the curse sent would not be the last verse in God's perfect song of light triumphing over darkness, because a gospel was planned and promised from before the earth stood, that some holy birth would turn dark to light and bad back to good. Trust me, God said. Believe my word and be assured that my plan will not be deterred and the light will not be deferred for darkness forever. And the world waited in the tomb for 3 long days. In the new beginning was the Word. It was spoken to men dead in the darkness of our sin. And that Word began to illumine again, reviving our hearts to see the story of grace, the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Because this time, that creating Word became flesh and lived with us. And the Word was given a name, the name Jesus. God himself was born so he could die for us. Yes, upon a people who walk in deep darkness, the Son has risen. The child has been given. And he is Christ the King who died for sin and now lives again to start a new world in his resurrection, free from the imperfection and insurrection of sinful men, to begin the breaking in of the kingdom of heaven. His is a kingdom of joy and freedom and peace, of which we have till now tasted only the least. It's breaking in on us like a feast that breaks the longest fast the world has ever had to pass. For to us, a child is born. To us, a son is given. He will swallow up the kingdoms of men with the kingdom of heaven. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And his rule will increase now into eternities. And the feast of this peace will increase among the least of these who pound their chests like a beast and say, please have mercy on me, because I have no ability to be free from my enemies, which are me and my iniquity and the demons against me. And I can't even see and there's nowhere to flee. But I believe that the eternal word hanging from the tree is the hope of all humanity, and he will deliver me. And the resurrected word says, let there be light. And there's light. And we're forgiven and we're alive. And we will rise to everlasting delight in a new paradise. And every knee will bow and every tongue will cry, Jesus is Lord. And there will be no more swords and no more tears, his children no longer tormented by fears, rejoice to sing, glory be to God for all the years, for Christ has conquered sin, and all God's new creation falls down in awe again and shouts back joyfully, Amen.